right. Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. And we're going to open up to the book of Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1. And good crowd out Wednesday night. Is that Pete in the Eels jersey? Oh, it's Tim. Sorry, I can't see that far. But Pete's still partying somewhere. So we'll forgive him, amen. All right, we're in Proverbs chapter 1. The last time I preached on Sunday night, I introduced a series that I've been wanting to do. And the message I preached before that, I talked about in some churches we have a lot of, we have a generation gap. And sometimes we fail, just as David failed to train the next generation. The next generation fell and pretty much forgot God altogether. He did a great job on his generation, but not on the next generation. And it would be a very tragic thing for our church to not pass on and to not teach and train the next generation before us. And so I wanted to continue on. And last, the last message, we introduce some characters in the book of Proverbs. And we're going to be mainly in the book of Proverbs. There are other parts in the Bible that talk about these characters, but we're going to be mostly in the book of Proverbs, especially tonight. Just by way of review, we talked about the simple one, and we had a very, very fitting illustration person up here to... I'm only kidding. You're not simple, are you, Danny? No, he doesn't. Okay, so that answers my question. So, but the simple person, just by review in Proverbs, he's not a wicked person. He's not rebellious. He's just simply in a transitional stage, and they're naive, as I mentioned. They're easily influenced. They lack discernment. They got potential to grow. Okay, they were what I liken a simple one to a blank sheet of wood, paper. Okay, I'm trying to see. I don't think anyone was listening. But anyway, a simple one is like a blank sheet of paper. He who writes first gets to draw the picture. And it's very important that we, as Christians, we get to be those ones who are able to influence the simple ones first. Otherwise, they'll start growing in the way that they are persuaded towards, and so it's very, very important that as a church that we get on board real quick with our young people. Okay, we talked about how the simple lack judgment. I do have a few verses. I didn't give any Bible last time. I'll give some Bible here. The first one here is Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 7. Proverbs 7:7, it says, "And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." The simple person doesn't think ahead. They're led astray pretty quickly and pretty easily, especially by temptation. I didn't pray, did I? Let's pray real quick. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to give your word. I pray, Lord, that you would just empty my mind of the cares of this world at this very moment. I pray, Lord, that you would just give me a clarity of mind. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'd be in our midst. I pray, Lord, that you would just use me as your mouthpiece tonight, Lord. I pray that as you promise, your word will not come back void. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to capture a few things that are very, very important, that if we are to teach and train the next generation, we need to capture these principles that are written in your word. And I pray, Lord, that as we listen to your word tonight, I pray, Lord, that you'd give us an understanding, give us knowledge, and give us the ability to have wisdom, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would just bless us tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Try and endeavor not to be too long tonight. Of course, we're just in an introduction, just skimming through some of the characteristics of these characters. And of course, we're talking about the simple. I can't go through this without having our man Danny come up here, and he's going to come up and he can be our simple one. He's our designated simple person from now on. And so as I, you need to go down a step, they won't see me. So if you stand there right in the middle, there we go. I want them to see you too. Why don't you stand over here in front of pastor so that you'll behave. All right, good. Over, I wasn't joking, Danny, if you can go over here. All right, good. All right, like I said, Proverbs 7:7. So they don't think far ahead. They're thinking the now. They're thinking really, really close to them, not further down, and they're very easily led astray. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. It'll be showing up on the screen there too if you can't get to it that quick. But Proverbs 14, 15 says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." The simple, again, are naive and gullible. They believe whatever they hear without checking if it's true. That's why it's very dangerous for the simple ones to be scrolling through Facebook feeds or whatever social media, because what they see first is usually they believe it straight away, right? So very, very dangerous. The simple are naive and gullible. The next verse here, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." The simple are unaware of danger, okay? They're unaware of danger. They don't see danger coming. They would walk blindly into trouble, okay? They see a dark forest, they walk into it, right? Because somebody dared them to, right? That's a simple person. So they are unaware of danger that is coming. Psalm 19:7. Okay, so this is the only verse here that's not going to be in the book of Proverbs. If you want to look up on the screen, Psalm 19:7 says here, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." The simple are spiritually undeveloped. So when it comes to spiritual things, they just haven't. And it's nothing on them. It's not their fault. It's just the period in the transitional period that they're in. But they're undeveloped spiritually. And what allows them to be developed? Well, the Bible says here, "The law of the Lord is perfect, making wise the simple." God's word is the cure for the simple heart. It gives wisdom and maturity. Okay, so just a little bit of review of the simple. And yeah, they're spiritually undeveloped. However, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "To give subtlety to the simple." Subtlety is just another word for skill or craftiness, okay? Wisdom can be put in place there. "To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion." So yes, the simple are spiritually undeveloped. They're not developed yet spiritually, but they are teachable but untrained, okay? So Proverbs was written to help the simple learn discernment, okay? They are teachable, but they're still immature. They need some guidance, okay? Now, if they don't get taught or trained, then look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32. Proverbs 1:32 says, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." Okay, so if they don't get taught or trained by this character that I'm about to mostly talk about tonight, then they won't grow in wisdom and their ignorance will eventually destroy them. Ignorance is not innocence forever. Okay, so it's very, very important, because if they left to themselves, they're going to be going the path of least resistance. Okay, and they'll be heading towards not wisdom, but foolishness or folly, okay? So very, very important. So yes, they're spiritually untrained, undeveloped, but they can be taught and trained. And if we don't, then it could mean destruction for them. So very, very, very important that we come in. This is where those who are teaching and training our young people, whether you be a pastor, assistant pastor, or a teacher, or a life group, or a youth leader. If you have any sort of influence on the young people of our church, this is very, very important. Okay, so let me now introduce to you. Now, another thing, we did mention that there were two destinations. Of course, I just mentioned it just then. It was wisdom and folly, right? Okay, so I need someone. Brother Andrew's hiding from me, so I can't use him. But Pastor Phil, I'm going to use you as the epitome of wisdom. And so if I can have you come up here. Brother Andrew knows he's far, far away right now. He knew I was preaching. And so Pastor Phil is going to be our picture of wisdom, okay? And so we know that there are two destinations for the simple. And he needs a guide to take him to these destinations. It is wisdom. And can you guys switch paper? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And so it's very, very, very important. Did you take my sermon note? Oh, okay, here it is. All right. Now, let me introduce to you, there are two guides, there are two people that can take them to these certain destinations. I want to talk about mostly tonight about this character, the prudent, okay? The prudent. Brock, the rock, the real estate rock, would you come up here and do the honors? And I was reading through his stats today, man, he is the real estate rock. But anyway, let's have you over here. Danny, let's have you on this side. Let's have Mr. Prudent here in the middle. All right, no, don't go too far, just over here. All right, now stand still. All right, good, there we go. All right, let me introduce to you the Prudent. This is the guide to wisdom. So he is the hope of the simple to reach wisdom, okay? Now, when the simple begin to learn, they need an example. And that's where a prudent guide or a prudent person is there. He's there to help them reach the land of wisdom. Now, a prudent person, he's wise, he's discerning, and careful in how they live and speak. What is the land of wisdom? I'm glad you asked. Okay, so the best way to describe, quote-unquote, the land of wisdom is to describe actually the prudent. Because the prudent is in the land of wisdom. He's in the place where the prudent, he's in the place where the simple one needs to go. And the prudent wants to get the simple to where he is. So as mentioned, the prudent person is a wise person. He belongs in that land of wisdom, okay? They got gummies there and you can eat everything. It's a great place. All right. Oh, you're going somewhere. Oh, okay. All right. Now, we'll be here forever. No, I'm kidding. But now, when you think of a wise person, you think in the Bible, when you think of a very wise person, who do you think of? King Phil. King Solomon, right? The wisest man to live. Wisest, you know, full man to ever live. In 1 Kings 3:9, and you don't have to turn there. I talked about this with the young adults in their study a few weeks ago. The best way to kind of define wisdom is through this. In 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon prayed, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad." But in verse 12, God replied, "Behold, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart." And if you notice there in the question that Solomon asked, he doesn't specifically use the term wisdom, does he? He uses something else. He rephrases it differently. But when God replies to Solomon, he uses the word wisdom. So with that logic, we can actually define what God thinks or what God says wisdom is. God equates discernment with wisdom. Solomon says here that I may discern between good and bad. So to be prudent is to be able to tell the difference between right and wrong, truth and error. Okay, and so that's where we want to get the simple person to be. The prudent person is simply someone who knows how to discern. He's a discerning person. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, wisdom is defined as this: the right use or exercise of knowledge, the choice of laudable ends, and of the best means to accomplish them. This is wisdom in act, effect, or practice. If wisdom is to be considered as a faculty of the mind, it is a faculty of discerning or judging what is most just, proper, and useful. And if it is to be considered as an acquirement, it is the knowledge and use of what is best, most just, most proper, most conducive to prosperity or happiness. Wisdom in the first sense, or practical wisdom, is nearly synonymous with discretion. And he continues on. So that's what wisdom is. And that's where we want to get him to. Remember, the simple one, he's simple, he's gullible, he's naive, he doesn't know any better, he's prone to go to danger, he doesn't know what's up ahead, and we want to change that. We want to change that to do the total opposite. And the total opposite is this man right here, the prudent guide. And the prudent guide is that person who will get him to the land of wisdom. Now, let's look at the character of the wisdom. We're going to focus, Pastor Phil, you can have a seat, brother, and Danny, you can have a seat, and we're going to focus here on the Real Estate Rock tonight. We are going to talk about the prudent, okay? We're going to go through a few verses, but we're going to start from the beginning of Proverbs, and then we'll go through to the end. So we're going to start in chapter 12 of Proverbs. We're going to skim through this, okay? We won't be too long. We're going to skim through some of the characteristics of the prudent person, and then we'll go into it in a little bit more detail as we go on. Now, the prudent person is somebody that we want to be as Christians. Remember, there are two people that can take the simple to those two different destinations. We talked about who that can take the person to folly. Who was it? You guys are great listeners. Starts with an S. Scorner, the scorner. And so the scorner is the other one that can take the simple person to the other place, towards the other way. Now the prudent, this is the person that we want to be as Christians. This is the person that we want to be as leaders and influencers of the next generation. Let's have a look at some characteristics of the prudent. Now, there is a danger here to say, well, if we were to talk about the scorner tonight, you might say, well, you know what? I show some of those signs of those characteristics. These lessons is not to label you on who you are. It's not the Bible saying, oh, this is you. Okay, you're a scorner. If you're going to be a scorner, you might as well be the best scorner that you can be. No, that's not it. And if there are characteristics of a scorner that we perhaps show, then maybe we can work on those things, okay? And we can work on those things so that we can be this kind of a guide. And perhaps we don't even know that we're doing those things. Perhaps there are some things in our daily habits or just in our personality that we naturally do. And the Bible shows, hey, that's a characteristic that we ought not to have. And maybe we can work on those things, okay? And we can strive to be this man who exuberates wisdom and prudence in everything that he does, all right? So let's have a look at the first one, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. The first characteristic of the prudent is that he shows self-control. They don't react out of anger. He's level-headed. He knows not to burst out in anger. He is someone who has self-control. Now look at it over in verse 23 of Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12, 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Okay, the next characteristic is the prudent are discreet. They don't boast or show off what they know. Don't you love those who know everything already? I love them. I love just learning from them because they know everything. Isn't that right? Right? Do we all feel the same? You shouldn't, okay? Because it's not a feeling you should have. Some of you are like, yeah, I love that, yeah. The prudent man, he knows, okay? There's a saying, it's better to keep your mouth shut and be thought of as a fool than to open it and remove all doubt, right? It's kind of like that. But a prudent, I can show you. He conceals that knowledge, okay? He doesn't have to boast it. He doesn't have to show it. Hey, I can show you how to sell a house. Watch me, okay? Now, if you do this, it's fine because you're teaching. That's your job. Anyway, but that's not what a prudent person does, right? He's not just showing all the knowledge that he has. I'm going to show you everything I know. Oh, that son of mine, I taught him everything he knows, right? You got to be careful because there's some bad things that he knows. All right. But a prudent man, he concealeth knowledge. He's discreet about those things. All right, next thing, Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13, verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. The next characteristic is the prudent think before they act. They think about things before they make a decision or before they act on something, okay? A prudent man isn't someone who is very, and whatever word you're thinking, that's the word I'm thinking, okay? He's not very spontaneous and just acts out of whatever he's feeling or whatever he's thinking, okay? He thinks about things first before making those decisions to do what they do, okay? They think before they act. Now look at Proverbs 14:8. The Bible says here, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. The prudent understand where they're going. They live with purpose. They know where they want to go, okay? They have a purpose in life. They don't just live life like, just wherever the wind takes me, wherever my combi van takes me. I don't know if you have a combi, that's fine. But they don't just live life just willy-nilly, okay? They have a purpose. They have a plan. They understand where they're going. Proverbs 14:15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Okay. The prudent man, they test what they hear. They discern truth from error. Okay. They don't react straight away to something that they see on the internet. Okay. They say, wait a minute, let's see how this goes. Let's learn about it a little bit more. Maybe the earth isn't a triangle, okay? Or maybe we did land on the moon. Let's check it out, okay? Don't do too much checking out, okay? That's not something that we ought to waste our time on. And if you do, shame on you. No, I'm kidding. But look, the prudent man, they test what they hear, okay? They don't hear just one side of the story and then go off. They want to hear the other side of the story. They want to learn everything, okay? They test it before to see if it's true or not, okay? All right, next. Proverbs 15:5. All right, we're moving along. We're past halfway, all right? Past halfway. And we know that after halfway, right, Pete, things get good, right? And that's when we start winning. All right, Proverbs 15:5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent, okay? The prudent, he hasn't arrived, but yet he is still teachable. They listen to correction and they grow, okay? They haven't arrived. They don't know everything. They still know that they still need to grow. They still need to learn. And the prudent is teachable. He is still teachable also. Proverbs 16:21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. And the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning, okay? So the prudent speak with kindness and wisdom, helping others to learn, okay? They speak with kindness and wisdom, helping others to learn. Next, Proverbs 18:15. We're moving quickly. Proverbs 18:15. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge, okay? Again, sort of similar to the one couple before this one. The prudent, they keep learning. They keep learning. Prudence is humble and hungry for truth. They're always learning. And if you stop learning, you've stopped growing. Okay? I like a quote that was once I heard by a preacher. He says, you know what? Every man and woman knows something that I don't know. And I must try to learn what that is, and therefore every man is my teacher. And that's what a prudent man does. You know, none of us have arrived in anything, really, in terms of knowledge or wisdom or anything. I think, you know, going through Bible college, you think, oh, you must know everything about the Bible now that you've gone through Bible college. No. At the end of Bible college, you know what usually happens? You think to yourself, man, how much don't I know about the Bible? You realize how much we don't know. And that's what a prudent man knows. You know, he's willing to learn and continue to learn, and he keeps learning with humility, and he's hungry for truth. Proverbs 19:14, the next one. Proverbs 19:14, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Prudence is a gift from God. It's evidence of his grace in a person's life. All right, fellas, don't be elbowing your wife here, okay? We know that if we have a prudent wife, and I hope you have a prudent wife. And if you're still here, you probably do have a prudent wife, okay? You're not dead. You're still alive. You're still being fed. And that's a prudent wife right there, okay? But it is a gift from God, and God supernaturally gives it, you know, to people at times. Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished, okay? So the prudent, they use foresight. They avoid trouble before it comes, okay? And having wisdom and I mentioned, you know, Solomon had discernment. God gave him supernatural wisdom, and he asked for it. And there were some things that I thought, man, I never would have thought about that. And we all know that judgment on, the two ladies that were claiming a baby, right? And they came to him and said, that's my baby. No, that's my baby. And then he says, you know what? Let's cut the baby in half, and then we'll give half of the baby to each of the women. And the one who said, no, give the baby to her. And he discerned that was the real mother, okay, because it was the love of a mother. And I thought to myself, if I was ever in that situation, I never would have thought of that. And of course, it was God-given discernment. And to be able to have some of this discernment, it requires some knowledge, some experience. I love watching Judge Judy. Who's ever seen Judge Judy, okay? Why are you all laughing? She's pretty good, okay? But I don't love, okay? I don't watch it. Like, I used to watch it a lot. I don't binge watch it, okay? I won't say anymore because I never binge watch it. I just watch it every now and then. Anyway, I digress. But anyway, watching Judge Judy and seeing her just gather information, okay? What's your story? What's this? Oh, if you did that, this, whatever. And it's amazing as she gathers information and knowledge. Then she's able to discern what is right and what is wrong, and she was able to judge. Now remember, that wisdom that Solomon asked for was to help him what? To judge his people. He said, look, there's a lot of people here. How am I supposed to be king? How am I supposed to know? You're going to have to help me. And then he asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. And so he used that wisdom to be able to make those judgments. Now, where was I going with this? A prudent man, as he gathers experience and knowledge in things, he's able to know and foresee things that are coming up. He's able to know that if I go this way, that's a way of destruction. If I go through this way, that's a good way, right? Who's ever driven on the roads, right? Put your hand down, Bella. No, I'm kidding. I didn't mean to go. Anyway, I feel bad now. I'm a jerk. Anyway, but if you've ever driven on the road, right, you know, trying to get from A to B, you know, there's a better way, right? If I go this way, that's gonna take me further than I want to go, right? I'm going to be stuck in traffic. I'm going to be out on wherever. But if you've had experience through that way, or if you have knowledge of the roads around here, then you're able to discern where there's danger or where there's not. And the prudent man knows how to do that. And I'm spoiling it a little bit, but I'm supposed to just glean through this. But a prudent man uses foresight. He's able to avoid trouble before it comes. All right, last verse, Proverbs 27:12. Proverbs 27:12, it says here, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Wise people anticipate, foolish people react. And a prudent man, he anticipates things. He knows things. He's gathered experience through life. He's been down the road many times, whereas a simple person, he just doesn't know. He's never gone down that road before. He's never been to destination B yet. And he needs someone who knows how to get there. And that's what the prudent man is there for. And many of you, if you've ever traveled, okay, whenever I travel, not a lot of times, but, you know, we went to PNG this year, and I was like, you know what, I've never been to PNG. I'm going to ask people who knows, you know. I'm going to ask Pastor Phil. I'm going to ask, you know, Pete or those who've gone before. It's like, oh, what should I bring, you know? Can I bring a gun to PNG? No. Can I do this? Can I do that? What shouldn't I do? Why? Because these are experienced people. These are prudent people who can help me make wise decisions in trying to get to the destination that we want to go. And that's what the prudent person does. He is guiding that simple one to wisdom because he's been down the road. He knows a thing or two. And that's what he does. He wants to be able to help the simple person. Now, in conclusion, get that. God wants to move us from simple to prudent. If you're here tonight, and perhaps you might say, you know what, I've got a touch of simplicity in me. And it's not just limited to teenagers. It's just that a lot of teenagers, yeah, I mean, they're in that stage of life. But perhaps a young adult, even older folks, perhaps kind of show some of those signs of simplicity. Well, I don't know. That's okay. It's still learning. And this is not to label you. This is just to help us work on some things. And if there are some things, look, there are some things that I don't know. And the Bible says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. So I'm going to go to someone who knows that, a guide that can help me to get to that destination. And that prudent man is that person. And we, if we've been down the road, if we know some things and we see the simple one and they're heading towards that danger, if they're heading towards that destination, we as prudent, hey, we have an obligation to be able to say, hey, no, you don't want to do that. Been down that road before. Trust me, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go there because I know, or I've seen other people go that way. And you don't want to do that. That's our obligation as a prudent guide. The simple need guidance and the prudent provide it. And both must depend on God's word to walk in the land of wisdom. You know, this Bible has a lot of wisdom. And we need to learn it, okay? There are other wisdom. People who have different trades, different skills, different qualifications. Those are people that can help you and guide you to a place where you want to go. And hopefully we can all say that we want to strive to be a prudent guide. So those are some characteristics. I'll pray real quickly, and then I'll call Brother Jewel. Brother Rock, yeah, you may be seated. Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that it shows us the way to live. It shows us the way to go. And I pray, Lord, that we get in your word. I pray, Lord, that we gain knowledge from people who know some things, Lord, that could help us. Lord, there are some things that we all don't know. There are some things that we need to learn still. And I pray, Lord, with humility, Lord, that we want to learn those things. Lord, if there are things that we know, and a lot of the older, you know, mature Christians, Lord, do know a lot of things. And help the spiritually mature to be able to say, look, I want to be a prudent guide. I want to help the simple get to wisdom. I don't want them to be a tragedy and go to folly. I want to help them. And I pray, Lord, that that's our prayer tonight. Please help all our young people, our teenagers, our young adults, and just our church all together. We thank you, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Joel.